this president is trying to go beyond, or seemingly going beyond, the rhetoric to sort of say, okay, I'm going to give you a few details here. And the no-bid contracts obviously was part of that, trying to say this is how I'm going to do this.
Well, let's hope they do no-bid contracts, or actually no-bid contracts are legal. They just need good no-bid contracts,
right,
and good,
right,
oversight of them is the problem. And also he mentioned the not paying farmers who don't deserve the money, and that got huge applause. And yet every year there's a $230 billion farm subsidy bill. I guess it's reauthorized periodically. Does that mean there's any chance that will shrink?
Again, these kinds of speeches are outlines, and they're ways to kind of, for the president, especially a new popular president who's coming in, with high approval ratings, to say, look, here's what I want to do. Here's the themes of the things I want to do. And he put a few specifics on there, but, getting them through Congress is something else again. And even getting them through a Democratic Congress is something else again. And things like, as you point out, farm subsidies that have a long tradition and would be any cuts to them would be fought,
tooth and nail.
Right, by a number of lobbying groups and by a number of members who, they are supported by the farm lobby. Saying you want to do it and having it actually happen are two different things.
And then he really did talk about defense spending. It seems as though the weapons systems at the Defense Department are under withering attack, not just from from Secretary Gates, but the president took aim at it yesterday, and it seems as though that's pretty clear. That's where a lot of these cuts he's been talking about to bring down the deficit will be coming from.
Right, and I think that serves two purposes. On the one hand, he needs to start showing, if you're going to come out and say, okay, at a time where you just passed a massive stimulus plan and you have all kinds of ambitious goals, policy goals, which, he outlined in the speech last night, how are you going to tackle the issue of the deficit? And so this is kind of a twofer here. You can say, well, okay, drawing down in Iraq drawing back on these weapon systems allows us not only to save money, but this is another policy goal. So again, easier said than done. These things have, ramped up, and we haven't really seen his Iraq strategy yet. He's saying we're going to draw down and we're going to, start removing troops, but we haven't really seen that plan yet.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor, Congressional Quarterly, about the president's speech last night.
And has anyone said anything to you, Jody, or have you heard any kind of current that when he talks so loudly about getting rid of weapon systems, could that be interpreted by some of our adversaries overseas as saying, the United States is in budget straits, so they're cutting defense? How could that be taken overseas by adversaries?
I think some Republicans will probably make that case that, we have to be very careful here, that we are not, that we're not vulnerable. But I think the administration would come back on that and say, well, one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to move more into an era of diplomacy as well. And we are not going to attack every country, at every time. We are going to try to do things more on the diplomatic front. And that was the case that the new Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was making in her recent trip.
And when the president talked about getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicare, do you think that was signaling a sort of, we're going to do that in Medicare, and we're also going to do it for the private health care system, too?
Yeah, I think he was trying to do that. I mean, good luck to him on the good old waste, fraud, and abuse.
Well, they've been trying to do that for years.
Yeah, waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, it's become kind of a Washington laugh line almost. Certainly there probably are those things in the Medicare budget. I mean, it's huge. And trying to do that with the private health care system will be interesting. I think a lot of people were a bit surprised that he teed up health care after the huge stimulus. And obviously, the year that we all know he's going to have on the economy to come out and say, I'm still going to do health care. I'm still planning to do it, even after having lost Tom Daschle as the Health and Human Services nominee, because of his tax issues, when everyone thought Daschle was, kind of the guy to do it because of his ties to Congress and his, the respect he would garner there. So the fact that the president says that he's still going to do it this year is very interesting, and it'll be interesting to see who he puts in the HHS position.
Well, of course, health care and the deficit can be tied together because health care is expensive, particularly Medicare. And when he says waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicare, well, who's going to be against getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse? But what he didn't say was means testing in the future or
right.
cutting of or trimming of the future growth of benefits, the real issues to get around this overhang that we have in the down the line in maybe 20 years. So that's kind of a substitute, I think, waste, fraud, and abuse for the tough issue of
right.
where we're going with benefits.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, it's a huge, these are huge expenditures, and everyone has been talking in recent years about entitlements and how, you know, we hear from both deficit hawks, you know, people on both sides of the aisle saying we've really got to get entitlements under control with the baby boomers retiring. You know, this is going to kind of be our undoing. So they're huge numbers, and it's a really good place to say this is something we're going to tackle. Doing it is yet another issue. I mean, you know, Social Security is an issue that people have talked about and been unable to tackle, and Medicaid and Medicare are huge amounts of money being spent. But again, how do you get that under control without doing some things that are going to be politically unpopular? They don't call it the third rail of American politics for nothing.
Yeah, that is the truth. And then finally, he gave responsibility for the financial oversight of the stimulus to Joe Biden. And Vice
yeah,
President Biden said, don't mess with Joe.
Right.
You think Joe's read the whole thing?
I hope so.
Well,
that's an interesting move. I think, you know, there had been a lot of talk about Joe Biden will be a different kind of vice president. He will have more power. He will be in on all the big decisions. And I think the president was signaling that last night. Accountability of the stimulus is a huge issue. This is something, I mean, even though the president is very popular and his poll ratings are very high at this point, there's still a lot of populist sentiment against the stimulus, against this big, you know, big check being given, you know, to the states, and people, especially after the bank bailout, people are very leery of where this money is going, and so I think he's trying to signal there, you know, hey, my vice president, I've given him a lot of trust. He's going to help out on this. So, you know, this accountability issue, I think, is something that they're willing to tackle. Again, saying you're going to do it and how you're going to do it, and especially when, you know, 50 states and hundreds of localities are getting a lot of this money, you know, you're really going to need some serious watchdogs, not only in Washington, but in those places as well.